Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Vachim, Perik Ches, Mishnah Dalid. So we ended last Mishnah with a case of Chatiches b'chatiches, pieces of meat. Now the Mishnah is going to talk about limbs that got mixed up. Avere Chatas, the limbs of a carbon Chatas, Shenis Ovra, that got mixed up, be Avere Oila with the limbs of a carbon Oila. Now an Oila is completely consumed on the Mizbeach, so I can't eat limbs of an Oila. I can't put the Chatas to be burnt on the Mizbeach, because its basra is supposed to be eaten by the Kehanim. Only the Amram of the Chatas are burnt on the Mizbeach. The limbs have to be eaten by the Kehanim. The Torah asers burning the limbs of the Chatas on the Mizbeach. So what do I do now? This is like checkmate. I have the Evorim of Karm Chatas that has to be eaten, that got mixed up with the Evorim of the oil that has to be burnt. And the Oila can't be eaten, and the Chatas can't be burnt. So what should be done with them? So like the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yitein lemalon. You should put all the limbs on the fire on top of the Mizbeach. Okay, so that's good for the Oila, but how does that explain what we're doing with the Chatas? Tainet, Rabbi Eliezer, V'roya ani, I'm going to look at this. I'm going to view it as Psar HaChatas milmailon. The basar of the Chatas that is on top of the Mizbeach, kilu etzim, as if it were wood fueling the fire. Says Rabbi Eliezer, true, the Torah asked burning the limbs of a carbon Chatas only when you put them up to be burnt like a carbon. But if they're being used as fuel for the fire, then it's mutter. So the Kohen should have this in mind, the Tveres Yisrael explains. When he puts the mixed limbs on the fire, he has to have a kavana that the Chatas limbs are being used for fuel for the fire of the oila limb. That's Rabbi Eliezer's shita. The Chachamim say, can't do that. What should I do? Tu'uba tzurasa. Literally, the tzura has to be left to change. What it means is, wait till tomorrow morning, and it's going to be nicer. That will be both for the oila and the chatas. And the yetz the basis reifa, then take it out to the place where pasul karbanos are burnt. But don't bring it up on the mizbeach. So, chazring over. Limbs of a chatas got mixed up with the limbs of an oila, Rabbi Eliezer says, you can put it up on the mizbeach. The oila is going to the right place, and it's okay for the chatas to be put up as long as you're not putting it up to burn it, you're putting it up as fuel for the oila. The chachamim disagree. The chachamim say you have to wait for it to become pasul and take it out to the place where pasul karbanos are burnt. Even though we know for sure you're going to have to burn it, still you can't be mezalzel in kachim. It would be considered a terrible disrespect to kachim to burn them when technically that's the reason we have to wait for it to become pasul, and only then can it be taken out lebeis hasreifa, not on the mizbeach, but to the special beis hasreifa to be burnt.